loading
but, I'm always on the,
You'll be around, though, right?
I will be around.
Okay.
Perhaps I'll see you when you come through again. Keep them off for a moment,
$50,000.
And, you know, with half your money back, you're not fully satisfied. So 25. I already know I won't be totally satisfied. Oh, you'd be surprised.
Okay, let's go to the pit.
All right, so you wander into the pit. This is basically what it looks like is a rundown part of town with lots of, and a really old part. Lots of little twisty, narrow streets. It's kind of like in the morning, so there's a lot of shadowy areas and stuff, and it's full of people and shops. And, okay. Well, not full. So there are a lot of people and shops and stuff. It's not.
Arena stuff.
Arena
stuff. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is public.
So it just needs to be an old part of town. That's
is it a shittier part of town?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Looks like a good place to be jumped. Because of the shadow on you.
Maybe I can use a jumped up phaser thing.
self-destruct phaser.
Phaser, self-destruct.
Okay. Shadow market?
You set up this phaser for self-destruct setting. What?
He just said a blue space for all the story study.
Just one.
Just the one. There's a thing with eight.
Okay.
Pizza, and there's none. Okay.
You never know when you need to blow something up.
Yeah.
You never need to blow something up. What are you talking about?
So, an hour later, you're coming through again. When she's saying that.
Well.
So he says, oh, perhaps you have changed your mind by now after, thinking about it.
It's early in the morning.
What races do you have?
I'm afraid I only deal with in Orion. For they are, possessed. That's the erotic art.
Actually, we are pretty good. Take it from me, Mr. T.
What was this dog's name? Mr. T cartoon.
Yeah.
He had a dog with a mohawk. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Take it from me, Mr. T.
Okay. Eventually you get to the shadow market, I suppose, without any further incident. So this is...
This guy can probably direct us to people.
So this is a... It looks like, just about any other street. So why is it in the map? I don't know. But there are just a bunch of people sort of milling about and not...
Not doing anything.
They don't really do anything. It's kind of strange. Everybody can make a streetwise roll.
Streetwise, 8.
Gosh.
What's that?
I don't know what to say.
Planetary survival, urban.
You can also use planetary survival, urban. Streetwise is intellect. You can use anthropology, which I have on here. So, but planetary survival, urban.
Okay.
Streetwise was actually a pretty useful skill in this adventure. Can be used for almost anything.
I get a 7.
In what?
4.
Planetary survival urban.
I get a 3. Eight.
You're all using planetary survival?
No, I'm just using
streetwise. Oh,
okay. Just using intellect, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so you kind of look around, watch for a little bit. So it looks like, you know, every once in a while someone goes up to someone, you know, they talk about, you know, it's like a guy, you know, one guy walks up to another one and says, you know, anybody selling parakeets? And they'll either say, you know, oh, I know, you know, Jim Bob sells parakeets or something like that. Or he says, well, I don't, but I'm willing to buy some parakeets. for this much.
Parakeets.
That's the key word. Things like that. It's kind of hard to tell exactly what the codes or anything are. So you can just walk up to anybody if you want.
Well,
you know, occasionally someone has to stay off a little bit, you know, for some information. So, says, you know, Jim Boss is correct, but. You know, I haven't seen today. Perhaps it'll be, you know, you buy later, and then, you know, there's a little bit of monetary exchange. Oh, wait, there's a visual. Where was that? He must have just come in.
So just good at bargaining stuff.
Anybody have a bargain skill?
I don't have any bargain skill.
What's happening? You ask for parakeet?
Trying to decide who should ask for parakeet.
Yeah, who's good at bargaining? Are you good at
Okay.
No. You? Good.
Presence
skill.
Yeah, just the presence skill. I'm gonna
do some presence.
And charm.
No, you can also use charm a little bit.
You don't
be harder. Half persuasion. You can use streetwise a little bit harder. Bargain. Diplomacy is probably not appropriate either. Translation is probably not appropriate. It is not appropriate.
That's probably the best one.
What is?
Energy weapon phaser?
Or streetwise.
Well, it says on the application.
Well, I have none of those skills.
So you can just walk up, eh? Am
I supposed to roll this?
Yeah, well, whatever. You have a chance.
So I kind of want to watch for a while and see if we can figure out any, you know, see if we can put those contacts.
Okay, everybody can make a perception roll, which is intellect, add to perception for the result.
Ow. What's that happens when I roll a 1 here?
Nothing.
You
roll a 1.
Okay. So 6?
Yes.
8. Oh, yeah. So Sarah's been looking. I think he gets a pretty good idea of who are the dealers, who is trying to sell stuff. Looks like it's basically a bunch of small things, and for the most part. Not necessarily legal stuff. I mean, I'm not in this world. So, stuff that would require permits that, you know, people don't want to get stuff.
You
want to
do the bugging? Pretty thorough.
But occasionally, you know, people are looking for information. So, and occasionally they get points to other people. You know, perhaps, you know, if you really want to buy, you know, 10,000 tribbles, you go to this tribble market. You know, on this street, you know, this is not the right place for that kind of stuff. Sure, please.
Okay, so we're trying to sell some food.
Yeah. This is what I want
to
do.
I'm trying to find out where this other guy
is. Well, we can say we want to trade, you know, this, and we want to get the sensor parts.
Yeah, so you're looking for Stubblad Logan.
Okay.
Who's the one with black markets here, so he's probably here somewhere.
The Sidlock, that's a Vulcan name, isn't it?
No, he's an Orion. And he was selling Starship instruments. So perhaps you could ask who's selling Starship instruments. Starship instruments. You could also ask about any strange Romulans. I mean, you can pretty much ask about anything. So there's the Romulan you're looking for whose name is Palomus. And then, of course,
they certainly won't know him as Palopus.
That's true. Perhaps just be wrong with or syrup. Any sort of happy Vulcan in the sky.
He'll probably be pretending to be a Vulcan. You can ask for a Vulcan.
Perhaps a particularly angry Vulcan.
Okay, well, why don't we try selling the food first to sort of get the hang of the way the system works? And then start asking around for.
Why don't you sell half the load of food?
Okay. I'll start circulating around, trying to sell
olives, pecans, pistachios.
Right. What are the rest of you doing?
Rare spices.
Ask some questions.
I'll go with food.
So, Donald, Crystal, are you going to just go somewhere else and ask questions? Dave, Venor is going to, you're going to go off by yourself, you're going to.
Why don't I go off myself? So that will explain why I'm not here in 4 minutes.
Okay, so then I'll go
back. I'll interrogate that pimp.
You can do that.
Okay, so let's do that one first. So you walk up to someone.
I'll say what I have. Ask if who might be interested in
this. Who might be interested in okay, make a
bunch of food.
Charm roll, man. Who would be interested?
I have 6.5 tons of caviar.
Basically.
Yeah.
Buddy, I'm looking for fish eggs.
Do I get the extra dice, present skills?
Yeah.
That'd be a lot.
Well, you only picked that a little bit.
I know. It's still a lot.
Okay.
14?
Fish eggs. I've always had a hankering for that. So you have 6 tons, eh? perhaps I can offer you...
Do I have any clue what the stuff's worth?
Make a bargain, though.
Just tell him 3 times whatever he offers.
Just him? Or what's it?
Just him. Well, it's police.
Okay.
So it's worth about 80,000.
Okay.
So he says,
you're only selling half
of it.
Okay.
Okay, so you're selling 3 tons of caviar.
I'm selling 3 tons.
3 tons of caviar. Oh, I've always had a hankering for caviar. You know, a year's supply. a lifetime supply.
I've had a cracker the size of a football field. giant wooden
spoon. I'd be willing to swap for 15,000 credits for it.
Out of 40? Not very good.
That's the initial option. Negotiating.
Let's see, what's our target?
I have a dying mother.
Yeah. We need at least 60.
Operation.
And
it's going to cost me 60,000.
From having watched the bargaining process, where people usually starting with a ridiculously low price and a ridiculously high price and ending up in the right ballpark, or are they ending up?
Yeah, they end up. Well, they end up. Whoever seems to be better at it, they end up closer to that.
I'm not very good. I'll start off at 50, at least.
Okay. So you say, well, what are you
going to
say?
Say, oh well, you know.
Are you insane?
I had can't catch all these fish. Exactly. What about myself?
This is like the top quality stuff, and I happen to know that there's a seller's market for fish eggs. Couldn't take anything less than
50,000. Why?
Why? I don't know. I'll use my own eggs for that.
That's why I can, you know, catch my own fish and split them open myself.
On this desert? Good.
You obviously look like a reasonable woman. Perhaps, I'll be able to actually sell part of it, I suppose. Part, you know, and not eat it all myself. So, you know, I suppose I can make some amount of money to recoup the extra cost. So, let's say, 25,000.
Sooner let the Marauder on the runway.
You should be doing the same.
Countless people spent hours making sure all the eggs are exactly the same size for consistency.
What are you going to use that photo or giant cracker for?
I was looking for, like, in Pete's Coffee and stuff, they have those mugs which are nice and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, like, if Royal Coffee down the street has that, or if there are any, you know, places that I could get, like, you know, coffee cups, tea set, that kind of jazz around here?
I don't know.
No.
Where do you know?
Coffee, set, tea, nope. Table? Nope. Great
barrel?
Okay.
See
you
that way.
Okay. So you say
something like...
I suppose I could be willing to go as low as 40.
40! 40! Oh! You tried to rob me and my family. You know, if I had a kid here, I would show them how starving he is.
Yeah, but you're buying food.
Perhaps. Oh.
If you're starving, the price of food goes up.
We are, after all, we're talking about, you know, some dirty fish eggs. I bet you didn't even, you know...
Purify.
Yeah.
Hopefully they are.
I bet you didn't even check to see if they're hatching enough. perhaps I can you know, take out a small loan and pay you $30,000 for that.
Thirty-five.
Oh.
I bet my
eyelashes. Okay, we can look charmless, but
that's good. Five.
So it's I'm afraid that there's too much for this type of market. Perhaps you would have a better chance at the regular merchant's quarter.
There's a reason we're down here.
Well, do we agree on 30 then? And 32.5?
Sure.
Well, you know, it takes a lot of time to wander around and find prospective buyers and, you know, a lot of haggling and...
Haggling? What are you talking about?
Suppose we came down to 32.5.
325. Oh, I suppose I can. You know, the kids will be okay if they don't get any Christmas presents this year. I can use their extra college tuition money. to pay for this
extravagant
speculative purchase. Sure, I will say 35 is a doable price.
Okay.
We'll arrange to drop it off wherever you want to drop it off.
Right.
And by the way.
Yes, I have a I have a small warehouse in the pit that you can deliver this to.
By the way, we're currently in the market for ship sensors.
Starship sensors,
because our
best kind.
Ours just
ours are
not doing well. We need to replace them. And
top of the line stuff.
Yeah,
oh.
we really need the high end stuff so that we can be alert to the perils of interstellar travel.
I see. Yes, yes.
A young girl traveling alone in the deep of space.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, young girl with her pig.
Traveling alone. Pig man. Traveling.
No plastic for you, cat. Nice try.
Yes, I suppose. I do not know myself.
What happened, with my...
Oh, well, there are only... one or two people who sell ship parts, the kind of items that you would, the kind of quality items that, a lady of your caliber traveling with the pig person would be interested in. Perhaps, the name escapes me at the moment. Perhaps if you come back tomorrow and ask me, I'll have remembered the name.
I suddenly remembered I actually have 3,500 pounds. Think of that way.
Okay. Or. So we have 100 credits
now. Okay. So, I'm sure, we can make it worth your while to, try to remember who it is. I suddenly remembered I didn't pay you our negotiating fee for taking all these fish eggs off my hand, and I pass them some credits.
Okay. 50. Okay. Yes. I remember. The person you want really is Selvac Lovan. He deals in this kind of thing. He actually runs a small store in the merchant court called the Trade Association, and it is on 5th Street.
5th Street. Okay.
Okay. 550 5th Street.
I thank him for his time, and I make arrangements to have the fish eggs dropped off.
Of course. The cargo. Karen.
Rich.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to ask someone anything?
I wander around listening to what people are buying and selling.
Okay. So it's mostly
a lot of food. See if there's other people looking for a ship sensor.
Perceptual.
Well, I'm specifically zeroing in on people selling military stuff.
Okay.
Six.
Yeah, it's only military type stuff. Small arms, phaser, two grenades, and explosive cannons.
Okay, well.
No real,
they're not buying them by the thousands, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
A few dozen here, if you want.
Because it would be worth my while to stop a war in progress.
Right. Okay. Yeah. These guys don't trade. At least they don't trade. Not out here. They're dealing with the Lionese Corporation. I think it's just small time stuff right here.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's basically stuff like, stuff that would be legal to sell out in Federation property. Klingon goods, Tamar goods,
mm-hmm.
Federation goods.
Okay, high-end heavy machinery. Did I hear anything like that?
Not really. Nothing, I mean, nothing really big. Yeah.
Oh, those two are then private.
Okay.
Perhaps.
So I don't hear anything about, like, military. I don't hear about heavy machinery or ship parts.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'll mention to some guy after they close the deal on some minor small arms or something that I'm looking for sensor, a decent sensor array.
Ah, a sensor array. Yes. Personally, I do not know where you could find that. I would not be able to lay my hands on a sensor array, but there are one or two people on board from it. I could probably sell you a sensor array. If you say, if you care to specify something specific, I could contact the person for you.
Who is this contact?
Yeah. Well, we.
I'll make it worth your while.
Well, we traders try to keep our operations low key. We don't. Mm-hmm. It is probably better not to have too many people know.
I slipped the guy 20 credits.
20 credits. Okay. But I'm sure you look like a trustworthy individual. He wouldn't mind talking to you. Perhaps you have the best person probably for you is Submetal Man.
Okay.
Who I hear has been trying to sell a particular set of sensors.
And where could I find him?
He runs a small store, the Trader Miner on 5th Street in Workers' Quarter.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty easy to find, although doesn't particularly stand out to the other stores, but you should be able to go in there to talk to him in private.
I slip him another 15 credits and thank you for your time.
Okay. So, one warning is that you should make sure not to be threatening. I'm sure you wouldn't, but his two sons sometimes, if they feel that their father is being threatened, they sometimes get a bit rash.
Interesting.
Right. Do have exploding.
So yeah, bringing an exploding phaser into the building is right out. No.
Okay.
I didn't say that to character.
All right. So. Now what?
Well, I suppose we regroup and now we have two separate points of information to go to the same thing, so.
Yeah, we'll walk around and meet up.
I don't suppose you guys would be too hard to find.
No, it's only a couple blocks.
Yeah. We'll probably stay in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Dave
though,
gone. Change.
He told me he'd be back later.
Hopefully he'll go back to the ship.
Yep.
He wants you a question. Okay.
Question.
You know, Dave gets his information. He doesn't like people watching him. Okay.
So we got. Well, we got the info.
So do I. He's on fit.
Yeah. So, you go today or tomorrow?
No.
Now?
Yeah, it's about noon now.
Oh, it's only noon?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go find him. We're shaking down.
Okay, so you head over to the merchants.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What's the. Okay, the merchants corner, the other side. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, some merchants quoted the video. Well, yeah. Okay, so actually it's the visitor's quarter. So you head to the visitor's quarter, you head back to the visitor's quarter. You're walking on down 7th and 5th Street. Let's see. You know, there's some people around and stuff. You know, it's relatively busy a bunch of times, lots of people around. Sarah's my perceptual.
Okay.
Seven. You know, some passerby bumps into you and hurries off. You immediately check your wallet and find it's gone.
Okay, we had the fake ID and everything.
Yeah.
But not my credit.
Probably not half or something. I'm just trying to keep it.
Can I see the guy?
Yeah, he's walking her the other way.
I rapidly chase him.
Okay, so you start running after him. Let's see. You don't say anything, right?
No.
Be quiet. Oh, please, you. Please not turn to.
All right.
What about the rest of you two? Well, can just start running off or something.
I say, excuse me.
Excuse me. Whatever, Vulcans are weird.
I'm sure he'll be okay.
Alright, just so.
You saw him just start running off chasing somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you say? Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So, hey. I'm
just going to start running after him?
Sure.
Okay. What about you, big boy?
Want
to get involved?
Fine. Stick together, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know why we're chasing him. The wife he's chasing, whoever he's chasing.
So everybody can make a running roll, which is athletics, which is fitness.
Athletics.
You're pretty much, you're not losing him. Donald catches up to you. You're right behind him. You start to catch up. You know, the Vulcan doesn't run right fast. I was like, girl.
I'm running backwards. No. Why am I
What do you steal? My wallet.
Okay,
then. Check my wallet.
You still have your wallet. Okay. Make another athletics running. This time you can add vitality to the number of dice. Let's see. We get the 6. Who's
nine.
You all?
5.
4.
You know, he's not a very fast speed. So you all catch up to him right about the same time. And, you know, so you catch, you know, you're just right behind him. He's getting really nervous. So he drops your wallet and keeps running. So you keep chasing him?
Is it Romulan?
No, it's an Orion.
Oh.
Some right.
I don't see it. Check your wallet, see if it's here. Quick scan.
Yeah, there's a valid energy just popping and getting it.
Mm-hmm. How
much does he want justice to be served?
Leave the wallet, keep running. I'll pick up the wallet.
Do you stop?
Yeah, I have to stop to pick the wallet.
Yeah. But I mean, okay, so you stop, pick up the wallet, are you going to look into it, or are you going to keep running?
Make sure your ID's there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Looks like everything's still in there.
Okay.
Okay, put it in a more secure place. The pocket is zipper, use that one.
Yeah. Mm. Always wear the strap with your purse across your body. Just like hanging off your shoulder.
Well, where's the breakaway?
Yeah.
Huh? What's the breakaway?
Can you do that? Better strength or better.
You have to kill me. Okay. Oh well.
So much for that.
So you're a little bit tired and you walk over to the trade advisor still?
Yeah.
Okay. So eventually you reach smallish type store. It's a trade advisor at the top. Nondescript door. Leading inside. They all kind of shuffle in.
Yeah.
Leave somebody outside to have a lookout or, you know.
Dash it out. That's going.
That's a phaser on overload, 15 minutes and just walk in.
Yeah.
You're immediately captured. You're only sitting with.
Captured.
Who
captured
for?
Who knows?
You'd probably bring a pretty penny in the black market.
How about me? I'm
afraid people don't have much use for pigments. Vulcan, maybe.
Expensive food items.
True. Okay, so you walk in. It's a...
I'm not too busy.
Don't let the combat mechanism alarm you. But, you know, it's a small place. There's some tables, you know, the people, milling about inside. There seem to be two burly Orion young men just kind of watching the place, and then there's an older man interacting with people.
Yeah.
So you know, there's an older man that comes out. So it comes out, leaving someone else out. And so, drop that off at the warehouse in the pit. Since we're still doing business with you.
What race is the guy he's talking to?
The guy he's talking to is a.
Emotional fault.
No, that's Dorian.
Okay.
Kind of emotional. Blue guys with little tennis. Uh-huh.
Kind of ball tennis crying. That's him!
That's him! He's got dead guys in there. Anyway, so you can... I don't know what you want to do.
So approach him. Approach the guy after he's done with it.
Yes. Fine, sir. How may I help you? I'm a civil man.
Oh, hello.
I'm a fine trader of curios and various miscellaneous items.
We're interested in purchasing sensor equipment. and because you're the one to talk to.
Ah, yes, yes. Perhaps a metal detector or a camera.
We're thinking more like a ship sensor, right?
Oh!
A ship sensor, right?
I see. Ah, perhaps.
Get him!
Perhaps you would like to step inside to my office.
Sure.
Come. And your silent lady friend, too. We'll make a just make a streetwise or charm roll.
Streetwise or charm. Presence or
presence. Just use the body.
Okay.
So he says, ah, yes, I do have just, just had it a few months ago. Have not been able to move it, unfortunately, because it is a bit
top
pricey.
Of
top of the line. I would say it's probably even, dare I say it, one of a kind.
One of a kind, eh?
Perhaps even, the kind of stuff.
Wrong word?
Perhaps. You do not mention this to anybody else. Perhaps it is a military grade. But I do have, some small samples of it. Just to see that it is the genuine item.
Okay.
So he hands you some, some parts. You can make a engineering system sensors roll.
Seven.
Well, definitely sensors, and they're not Federation sensors. they have some string markings on them, some foreign language.
Let me read this.
Like,
yeah,
I'm sure I've seen one of them before.
I'll try to read it.
Sure, you might have. You might remember. So just make an intellect roll. You can go ahead and make an intellect roll too. Just a base intellect. You don't have a problem either.
Six.
Language bolt.
Just go ahead and use that.
Seven, 12, 15.
Yeah, apparently there's still, wrong with it. Still using archaic spoken terms.
used to the knob?
Yeah, it's definitely... Well, it's probably wrong with it. It's close to Vulcan.
I want to see the Vulcan. So which part is it? It's the small...
Yeah, just one of the models. The models. Looking at the parts, they look like standard...
Standard sensor, right?
Yeah, looks like a prototype. I think. Yeah. So it's not. Some of the parts are hand-welded. So.
No.
But it's just more than looking for.
So.
Now, it's just, as I said, it's probably, the only one that you'll possibly be able to get. I've been assured that it's top of the line, perhaps not even are better than our vaunted, Federation's Galaxy Class Starship staff. Perhaps me not being an expert, I don't have to take his word for it.
Take his word for it.
Oh my goodness, my sword.
Of course, a fire.
Perhaps we could. We'll arrange for us to hire him as an engineering consultant to install one.
He would think to do that, but I don't know. I haven't actually talked to him in several.